Hey friends, welcome back to the show. Today I wanted to talk about something that many of us struggle with, and I actually heard a really good quote about it on a podcast I was listening to, and that has to do with our self-worth or our feeling of worthiness. I was listening to an interview of Jamie Kern Lima, who started what became like over a $1 billion company from her living room. And she's the author of a recent book called Worthy. And she said something that's so true. She said, your self-worth is your ceiling. It's your ceiling in your business, in your goals and dreams, in your relationships. We only become what we believe we are worthy of. And 80% of women believe they are not enough. This belief will show up time and time again in our lives. Think about it. How often have you held back from pursuing your goals or speaking up for yourself because deep down you didn't feel worthy? How many opportunities have slipped through your fingers because you didn't believe you deserved them? How many of you have dreamed of starting your own business, but you've talked yourself out of it, believing that you weren't smart enough or capable enough? Or maybe you've stayed in a dead-end job for years because you didn't think you deserved anything better. But here's the good news. You don't have to stay stuck in this cycle of self-doubt and limitation. Today we're going to explore how to understand your worthiness and taking action to reclaim it so that you can be free to create the life you truly desire. Are you ready? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. All right, let's kick things off by delving into the heart of who we truly are. We are beloved children, daughters and sons of an awesome and loving God. Understanding our identity in Christ isn't just about a religious label or a set of beliefs. It's about recognizing the deepest truth about ourselves, that we are cherished, we are valued, and we are loved. When we grasp this truth and we walk in it, it truly changes everything. Suddenly, our sense of worthiness isn't contingent on our performance or our appearance or the opinion of others. It is rooted in the unshakable love and acceptance of our Heavenly Father. So when I talk about self-worth, unlike some of the messaging you'll hear in kind of today's society, truly all around self and self-focus, I'm talking more of a worthiness that comes from walking in a heart knowledge of who we are in Christ and what that means from a worthiness purely through grace, because without grace, we certainly are not enough and we aren't worthy of the gift of grace. So just be clear on that message. When I talk about self-worth, there, it's with that underlying message that's found, that's rooted in our identity in Christ, not just our own opinion of ourselves. Now, let's talk about something that's important to clarify. The difference between self-worth and self-confidence, there is a difference. You see, self-confidence is more often tied to external factors like our achievements or our skills or our appearance. It's about how we perform in the world. And anytime it's based in sort of that external performance-based value, it isn't, it's fragile and it can be easily changed or impacted. And in contrast to that, when we talk about self-worth, that's more of an internal knowing and believing. It's about recognizing our inherent value and worthiness simply by virtue of being humans that are loved by an awesome God. And it's not about what we do, but who we are. Understanding that difference is really critical because it helps us see that our worthiness isn't dependent on our performance or the validation of others. It's something internal and inherent within us, really a divine truth that can't be shaken once we receive it, we understand it, and we walk in it. Hey friends, March is my birthday month and I want to focus on an attitude of gratitude this month. I'm turning 50 and I have so much to be grateful for, and I want to revive my daily journaling around gratitude. I've actually developed a 7-day gratitude journal that is free. If you go to my website, you can join me in this practice of gratitude. Go to gracefilledleader.com and there's a little link that says freebies at the top. Click on there and scroll down and you will see a printable 7-day gratitude journal with scriptural prompts and questions that will help you as you develop this habit of gratitude. So grab your free copy today. Now, let's talk about really where this type of worthiness I'm talking about is rooted. I'm talking about the transformative power of grace in overcoming feelings of unworthiness and shame. See, grace is the antidote. It is the antidote to our deepest fears and our deepest insecurities. It's the unconditional love and acceptance that God offers us freely, regardless of our past mistakes or shortcomings. When we embrace and accept that grace, we let go of the burdens of guilt and shame, and we step into the freedom of being fully known and fully loved by our Heavenly Father. It's a beautiful exchange. Our brokenness for His wholeness. Our unworthiness as flawed humans for His worthiness. His grace is enough to overcome our unworthiness. In Ephesians, we read, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, we read, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Isn't that a comforting reminder? We don't have to strive for grace or worthiness. It's a gift freely given by God. Not something we have ever earned or we have to strive for. And really, we aren't really deserving of it or worthy. That's the whole nature of grace. It's an undeserved gift. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Maybe you have carried the weight of past mistakes, sin, regret, feeling unworthy of love and forgiveness, but if you embrace the grace of God and allow His love to wash over you, you will find healing and restoration. You will step into a newfound sense of worthiness and purpose. That raises your ceiling of potential. You aren't limited by your own flawed judgment of yourself or the opinions of others. Our identity as daughters of God truly allows us to start to renew our minds with the truth of Scripture and cultivate a kingdom mindset instead of a worldly view of ourselves. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Let's talk now about how embracing this worthiness in Christ and how that empowers us to walk in confidence and purpose. You see, when we know we are in Christ, we are beloved, chosen, and called, it changes how we show up in the world. I've experienced this in my own journey, my own transformation. I literally walk through the door differently because of what God has done in my life. We step into our God-given purpose with boldness and courage, knowing that our worthiness isn't dependent on the approval of others or the measure of our success. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." This verse reminds me that our confidence and our strength come from Christ. He empowers us to live out our identity with confidence and purpose. Well, my friends, we've now journeyed through some deep and transformative thinking and truths for today, haven't we? We've explored how a lack of self-worth can keep us stuck and the power of reclaiming our worthiness through our identity in Christ. So now it's time to take some action. I want to challenge you to take a few simple steps to start reframing how you view your worth, your value, and step out in confidence toward building the life that you want, the life that God wants for you. So first, I encourage you to spend some time in quiet reflection and prayer. Ask God to reveal his truth about who you are, your worthiness as his beloved child. Next, I want you to practice some self-compassion and kindness toward yourself, recognizing that you are worthy of love and belonging simply because you exist. And finally, take one small step outside of your comfort zone today, whether it's speaking up for yourself or pursuing a goal that you've been putting off or simply practicing some self-care. Remember, every small action that you take toward reclaiming your sense of worthiness is a step toward freedom and fulfillment, but you cannot do it without the Holy Spirit, without the transformative power of Jesus. So I want to thank you today for joining me on this little journey of discovery and empowerment. And remember, you are worthy because of what Christ did on the cross. You are capable, and you are deserving of all the good things that life has to offer. Until next time, my friends, I pray that the Lord fills you with gratitude, his peace, and his amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.